Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com as well. You want to call in, please do. We'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Now, I say that because I continuously try to convey to people what they're not paying attention to, and that is the fruit of men. And when you look at Matthew 7, 16 through 20, it tells us that, listen, this is the certain type of fruit that's not going to bear a fruit opposite of the seeds that have been planted in to the soil of the ground. In other words, they're known by the fruit that they bear, okay? You can't tell me a good man's going to bear forth evil fruit, and you can't tell me an evil man's going to bear forth corrupt fruit. That's what Scripture clearly says. Has anybody taken the time to see the controlled operative, Donald Trump? Has anybody seen the time where he was being roasted? I don't know if you've seen these or not. But I'm a guy that's got to kind of stay on top of the events, so I'm scrolling through stuff all day long, right? Trying to hit topics that are applicable to what we're dealing with across the boards and how we're to bring about resolve. Again, Isaiah 26:9 comes to my aid. Well, these roasts are when they take a said celebrity, you know, those that are spewing out their filth into society and into culture, and somehow or another the American people think they're people of importance somehow. That's what they call celebrities, and that's what defines a celebrity today. And what's interesting is when you look at them roasting each other, you can just watch a 30-second piece, because that's what I'm about ready to show you concerning Donald Trump. But, folks, their foul mouths exhibit their foul hearts. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I just want you to see for yourself a 30-second piece of Donald Trump being roasted, and I want you to see in here how Donald Trump responds. And I'm doing this for the very purpose of what I was just talking about. You're telling me that this is a good man, this is a Christian man bearing forth this kind of fruit? Put this up against Colossians 3:8, James 1:26, and Ephesians 4:29. Now, I want you to hear this, and I want you to see it. It's very short. Look at the response, okay? The lady starts out making fun of Donald Trump's hair. Listen to this.
Your hair sucks. You look like Justin Bieber caught on fire.
What's the difference?
Okay, your hair sucks. You look like Justin Bieber's hair caught on fire. That's the roast over Donald Trump. They take shots at each other like it's a game. This is a game for grown-ups that never grew up, okay? And then here comes Donald Trump, and I'm reciting this for you in case you can't hear it the way that you should. I want you to listen carefully as to Donald Trump's response, okay? Again, this in the face of he's a Christian man. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Between a wet raccoon.
What's the difference between a raccoon
and Donald J. Trump's hair?
And Donald J. Trump's hair, okay? Now listen to his response.
A wet raccoon.
A wet raccoon.
Doesn't have
$7 billion effing dollars in the bank.
$7 billion in the bank.
This is what his worshipers are supporting. I just want you to know that. Why? Because they look and act just like those that are worshiping him. Put that up against Acts 12:22. Again, you can't make what's going on up. You can't in any sense of the word. I also want all of you people to pay attention to this next piece because this is going to offend a lot of people. It's also going to wake up a lot of people that are fast asleep concerning Israel. Israel is the people. Jacob was Israel. He was surnamed Israel. Israel is God's people. Christians are Israel. Okay? I want you to know, well, you've been taught to support what's going on geographically, that portion of the earth that's called Israel today. I want you to see what they're trying to do in that particular part of the country. Well, Christians are taught to pray for Israel, regardless of who or what they do or how they act or what they produce. This is Israel. You are so far out there, it's scary, people. And I want to show you why. What you're seeing over there right now, while you're being taught to support it at all costs, like Donald Trump supporting Israel, like Greg Abbott supporting Israel, Christine Noem supporting Israel, Ron DeSantis supporting Israel, there's some sort of covenant, Isaiah 28 verse 18, going on over there. But we need to pay attention to what is in fact happening because it's the same spirit that crucified the Christ. What am I talking about? You ready for this? You're not going to see this on the mainstream media because it goes against everything the propagandists through the mainstream media is using right now to convince you otherwise concerning what your eyes are going to see and what your ears are going to hear. You ready for this? In Israel right now,
Judaism Knesset members Moshe Gafni and Yaakov Asher introduced legislation last week.
If you talk about Jesus in Israel, that portion of the land called Israel right now, they want to imprison you for up to 1 to 2 years. Is this what you've been taught by the mainstream media to support? Is this not the same spirit that crucified the Christ? Why, in fact, it is. Let's go on.
Illegal to share in conversation.
Illegal to share in conversation in use of the name of Jesus.
Content online, in print, or by mail. Their explanation of the bill emphasizes a warning to stop Christians in particular. The punishment? 1 year in prison or 2 years for sharing with someone under the age of 18.
Jesus. Whoa. Whoa. Wait a second. Is this what they're portraying here in America? Absolutely not. We got to get behind them no matter what they do, no matter how they act. Isn't it interesting? Christine Noem. Now, along with Ron DeSantis, now have been to Israel signing on to hate crime legislation. What is it aimed at? The name of Jesus. Are you all paying attention yet? We're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just wanted to highlight this really quick. I just played a piece for you. They're trying to pass a bill in Israel geographically, not the people, the Christians, but the land geographically. They're trying to pass a bill there that if the name of Jesus is brought up in conversation with someone under the age of 18 years old, then they go to prison for 1 to 2 years. Is that not the same spirit of Antichrist that we have been warned about in 1 John chapter 2? Absolutely it is. Is that not the same spirit that crucified the Christ? Absolutely it is. Then why is the mainstream media trying to get you to support them at all costs, asking no questions whatsoever? And the other question is why is Kristi Noem and Ron DeSantis, there's those two again, why are they signing on to unconstitutional hate crime bill to stomp out criticism of Israel that's trying to enforce what they call law against anybody that dares speaks the name of Jesus? Folks, you have to wake up. Do you not understand? These devils are trying to invert the truth. What they tell you, you can look the other direction because that's what they're doing. How many times have these people been exposed for activity just like what we're highlighting right now? It's absolutely amazing. It truly is. Listen, I'm going to pull up a friend in just a second here. I want you to see this. This is a man, a naked Seattle man, waving a trans BLM, all five members of Black Lives Matters, LGBTQ, a small, small portion that the mainstream media is trying to embellish in deceiving you into believing that everybody's okay with it, and a flag casually strolling down the street. He's naked, folks. You can't make it up. He is naked as a jailbird. These people are mentally ill. The Lord calls them an abomination. Okay? He's literally walking down the street naked with a rainbow flag, which is not the rainbow that the Lord made in covenant concerning Genesis 9:12. It's opposite. It is everything to do with promoting rebellion. And what you're seeing right here is a rebellious individual. He gets to the point, friends, where he walks down the street, and while he walks down the street, he then lays on the street absolutely naked, and then he spreads his legs naked in the middle of the street. I got one question for you. Why is the government advocating for this criminal activity? Why? I want you to look at what else they're advocating for before I pull up my friend Kathy, okay? Listen carefully. This is offensive. They're using kids to advocate and normalize these crimes. You already know this. Look at this.
The Christian f***ing right?
Let's go to church.
Preaching f***ed up hate.
Don't f***ing talk to me about family
values. Using kids. This is a form of child abuse, by the way.
You're gonna f***ing hate this.
Isn't this insane?
Gay?
Put you in a homosexuals, lesbians, threatening anybody that stands against their agenda. Well, here I am, guys, even using little kids and then drag queens. Why is the government backing this illegal agenda? Government's supposed to condemn these crimes, not normalize them. Now look at the very end, folks, okay? Using a little girl, probably 6 years old, using the F word, F8.
Oh my God.
Okay. Okay, then they use two little kids doing it. Okay, these are crimes. These are crimes that the government is advocating. This is the agenda that they're advocating for and pushing. I want to remind you of something before I pull up Kathy here, which coincides with what we're talking about. A quote from John Adams, the second president of the United States of America. He said, "Our Constitution is made for a moral and a Christian people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other." Well, what does that have to do with anything, Bradley? They're using these disgusting crimes that our laws are supposed to condemn. The government is advocating for these to put them in charge of the rest of us. They're using them as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution and bring you into servitude to the mentally ill and those that the Lord calls an abomination. So, without further delay, I'm going to bring up my friend Kathy. She's from Minnesota, and she had called me yesterday. Actually, I think I called her, and then we had this conversation, her and her husband, and it was pretty interesting, but we're noticing a cycle of this normalization of the crimes and giving a pass to those that the government is actually putting their seal of approval on somehow or another. So, Kathy, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Could you go ahead and share with our friends the issues that you've had over the last couple days dealing with the man dressed as a woman, please?
Yeah. Did you want me to give the background from even before that?
You can do whatever you will.
Okay. My friend that I kept in touch with from my mom's previous memory care worked with this transgender, this man that said he was a woman. And she worked at the same building but never had worked with him. But for some reason, someone had told this guy that my friend had spoken ill of him, which she never even met them. So when she came into work, he wanted to beat her up, and he ran after her and was threatening her. And so she started screaming, and they were both fired. He then came back in retaliation and slashed another employee's tires and smashed their windows in of their car, and there was a witness with a camera on that. He and my friend were both fired, and the director of that building said he would never work in the industry again. Well, fast forward, my mom's at a new memory care, and a month ago I was there visiting my mom, and sure enough, the same transgender is now working at my mom's new memory care. So last Friday, my husband and I were at the memory care, and my husband sings karaoke, and we saw him working that night, and he just disappeared. So one of the nurse's aides was doing all the work for two people while he disappeared. And when he reappeared a long time later after she had finished serving dinner and cleaning up, he walked by us, and it smelled like marijuana. Like, we almost knocked over because it was so strong. And she asked him, where have you been? I've done all the work. And he started freaking out, screaming at her, saying, get out of my business, and, you know, stay in your own lane. And he's just throwing a tantrum in front of all the residents and my husband and myself. And they did nothing about it.
Where do you think, Kathy, let me ask you something. Where do you think he's getting permission to go ahead and act out in such a fashion?
Oh, I'm sure he gets it from online, and, you know, he sees what other people are getting away with. And I think there's an agenda that he's following.
Oh, there's absolutely. I mean, they're getting the green light by those said representatives that are clearly violating the law. And this is one of the things that I've been talking about representatives over the last day. Instead of actually enforcing the law and condemning the crime, what they're doing is they're setting themselves up to be attacked by these people. And it's interesting, Kathy, as you all the well know, over the last 20 years, I've been blowing the trumpet on this one in a big way, Ezekiel 33, verse 3. And I guess I'm a hater for revealing their crimes to the people. And I said from the very offset when this first started to appear back in 2005 in this country that they don't have the shield. They're not the victims. They're the ones that are on the attack and perpetrating the crimes. And this we can clearly see across the boards. So what was the next story that you had concerning men dressed as women and what happens when you don't pretend with them and then they act out? What's the next one? Because we see this surfacing all over the country, Kathy. It's not just you. It's not just your experience. It's happening. We're seeing it in the news all day long, but not through the mainstream media, just grassroots outlets.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you were focusing on that law that was passed through the bill in this August in Minnesota. And when I called the director at the current building to complain about what was going on, they said they were fully aware and they were trying to do something, but they had to be very careful because of how he identified. So they're not looking at his crime. They're looking at who he claims he is.
Why are they so worried about that, you suppose? I'm not playing trivia with you. I'm just asking you.
Well, I know why they are specifically. They receive federal funding. And you had talked about during COVID how people are ruled by, like, what do you call it? Like, businesses are making the laws now and imposing them instead of the government.
Yep. Okay. And then you said you wanted to share another happening?
Refresh my memory.
Okay, so if that's it, I mean, that's good, because what we have right here is school musical director, anti-Christian, of course, he's at war with God, drag troop member arrested on child porn charges. Again, Kathy, we're seeing this all day long. What is it that the people in the country aren't putting together as to what this whole agenda is about? Because at the end of the day, they want to put them in absolute control over the rest of America, and that's what it's becoming if the American people are going to tolerate it. Thanks for the call, Kathy. I totally appreciate it.
Sure. All right.
Okay, cool. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House announcing another $300 million in military assistance is being sent to Ukraine in the form of anti-aircraft missiles, ammunition, artillery rounds, and anti-armor systems. A bipartisan bill has moved forward with a vote today that effectively bans TikTok in the United States if the app's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, doesn't sell to an American owner in the next 6 months. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump have clinched the Democratic and Republican presidential nominations, respectively, bringing on a third rematch, expected to revolve around all the same issues in 2020: immigration, the economy, abortion, reproductive access, inflation, and foreign policy. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I want to go back to this really quick because we did plan on having her on the show, and I want to just kind of bleed it into what's going on across the border as well. So I highlighted the fact that Kristi Noem is signing an unconstitutional hate crime bill to stomp out criticism of Israel. I just played a video for you that over in Israel, they're trying to pass a bill that if anybody has a conversation using the name of Jesus with somebody under 18 years old, that they can go to prison for 1 to 2 years. See, this, you're not hearing none of this from the mainstream media. None of it. Just the exact opposite. Put that up against Isaiah 5:20. Now, with that, I want you to see where this is going, because What people don't know is I've been to Israel. As a matter of fact, I was there in 1992, even before I was saved. And what was interesting is they had sodomites. They had abortion. Matter of fact, they did a lot of the things that America is now doing before America gave way to it. And what is it? It's a spirit of Antichrist. You have to ask yourself, why? Your said representatives, your governors, like Kristi Noem, Ron DeSantis from Florida, Greg Abbott, Donald Trump, and the list goes on. Why are they showing their allegiance to Israel? Isn't that interesting? Yeah, it's very interesting. Now, I also want to show you this across the border, and I'm talking about north of the border. Isn't it interesting that simultaneously, this Trudeau, by the way, he's a sodomite. I bet he's everybody's little boy. No joke. What's interesting about him is he worships Allah. He attacks Christians. This is his objective. Again, it goes back to like what we're putting up with in America concerning Joe Biden. I'm sorry. What the people are putting up with in America, because I'm not, but what the people are putting up with concerning Trudeau and that of Canada. It's amazing how the millions and the millions and the millions submit to the one taking orders from some created monster from a different part of the country named Klaus Schwab. And I'm talking about the creation of the devil, because he's incarnate. He's a demon. He's a devilish man. If you want to know what the persona, the spirit that these people hold concerning back in the 1930s, look to Klaus Schwab. That's all you have to do. Look to Bill Gates. That's all you have to do. Look to Anthony Fauci. That's all you have to do. Look to Biden. Look to Trump. That's all you have to do. Look what they're trying to do. Barack Hussein Obama. The list goes on. George Bush. Look at the spirit these men have. Now, did they do this with a fork in their hand and a big red tail and two horns sticking out of their head? Or did they kiss the people as they were betraying the people like Judas did to Christ for 30 pieces of silver? Okay, so you're with me, okay? Look at this. In Canada right now, Justin Trudeau, one man is saying that praying in public, reading aloud from Bible is hate speech, and it needs to be severely punished. Simultaneously, they're doing the same thing in Israel. Again, let's put the dots together, friends. Okay? They're doing this on a global agenda. Well, you say, well, that's a good thing they're not doing that here. That's what it's leading to, because we just talked about it with two said representatives from the state of Minnesota as to what criminals are getting away with inside of the Capitol trying to legislate outside of their scope of authority or delegated power. Nobody ever gave them the power to attack the God that gave us the rights that have been bestowed upon us by himself, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you see what they're doing? They're self-inflicting at every given level. And the people on a massive scale see what's happening, but they keep submitting to the one. The millions submit to the one. The billions submit to the one. That is one of the great wonders that I'm going to ask the Lord. How is it that you have the millions of the people submitting to one person doing what they all know collectively is completely illegal? It is embarrassing. Did you see this? Piggybacking the conversation. Did you see Doritos now is jumping on the bandwagon? See, they're all showing their allegiance with the sodomite agenda. That is the definition of a fascist state. Tomorrow we're going to have Scott Lively on, who wrote the book Paint Swastika, and he's going to give you a whole lot of history, a history lesson concerning exactly what happened during the Third Reich back in the 20s and the 30s. Because it's exactly what's happening here today, folks. And don't tell me you haven't been told 50,000 times from this microphone. Look at this. Doritos trans brand ambassador tweeted about doing depraved things to a 12-year-old kid. I'm not making it up. Hey, folks, I'm just giving you the news. I'm just giving you the news that the mainstream media wants to squelch or censor. Because they're the ones that are accomplices trying to cover for those that are advocating for the crimes, Jeremiah 11:9. I'm holding this up so you can understand who government's trying to put into place over your lives. They're browbeating you into submission. Why? I've said it. Because if they can demoralize you, guess what they'll do? They'll control you. You know, one of the things that was really famous back in the 20s and the 30s under the Third Reich is what they did. And we've seen this at the beginning of the pandemic, especially in California and in Michigan, where the mayors wanted people to tattle on each other if they didn't submit to their unlawful edicts. Boy, folks, this is almost like a horror movie, right? But this is your reality. This is your reality now, okay? It's not a movie. This is your reality. One of the things they did in the 30s is they try to get people to tell on each other. I brought this up on Saturday for a moment. The Liberty Sentinel highlighted, send your neighbor to prison for wrong speak, and you get $2,000 on the backs of the taxpayers in the state of Washington. again, I got to lay the question to the people. Why are you allowing your said representatives to attack the people they're working for? I feel like I'm just parroting Jeremiah right now. The Lord asked the question, what have I done that you have departed from me? And the Lord showed mercy at every given level to the people to return back unto them. But he said that they returned fiendedly, falsely. They did it with their lip service. Their hearts were not into it. I mean, folks, just think about this. If I would have brought this up 10 years ago, people would have been up in arms about what's going on. Now they're being beaten down. Why? Because they're believing the lies. That's why. Here, let me say this, and listen carefully. Your said representative government does not have a right to break the law. They are there to uphold the law and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. Not the other way around. Put that up against Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, and Proverbs 17, 15. This is one of those scenarios where you got to just step back and say, America, I love you enough to tell you, you're going to have to sleep in the bed that you're allowing them to make. Because it's going there. You know, one of the things I was talking about yesterday with some of my friends is, you know, it's interesting because most people say that if we don't stop this, this is what's going to happen. We're already beyond that. And I've also inserted into this conversation where if the American people would pull their kids from public school, they would have nobody to use as a guinea pig in training them up in the ways that they should go, which are not the Lord's way, but the devil's way. But it's the good people of America today that are actually sending their kids into public school to be raised up by their sworn enemies. It all comes crumbling down when the American people say no more. No more. Isn't it interesting, changing topics for a moment here, wasn't it interesting that we just heard during the break how the said legislators are now standing up and saying that Joe Biden, he has purposed this illegal immigration issue. After how many said millions have come into and bled into America within our borders? Do you not see they're playing off of each other? Nobody's stopping it. Nobody wants justice that guards our liberties because if they are not standing against illegal immigration, it means that they're guilty of it. Just like what Spurgeon said, if a man's not preaching out against sin, it's because he's guilty of it. Is anybody called for the articles of impeachment on Joe Biden? Nope. And Americans, you think that in 2024, when your man comes back into office, that he's going to fix everything. Really? Wow. Did you see his first omnibus bill? Speaking of Donald Trump, $1.3 billion omnibus bill. Breitbart reported it. He said it was under the guise, well, they put it under the guise of national security. Did you know that omnibus bill went to our sworn enemies both without and within? But yeah, America's gluttons for punishment. You're asking for more of what you're going to get. Oh my goodness. Do I share this with you? Speaking of which, I couldn't believe it. I know some of you will. Here, I'm going to go ahead, and I want you to see this, because this is how willfully blind the people are. I'm going to pull it up during the break, and I will show you how willfully blind these people are. It's not what they call the left that's scary. It's what they call the right that's scarier, because they're the ones that are being used to propagandize you, and those that are supporting the guy that they want to come in and finish the job. Isn't it interesting? He calls himself the father of the vaccine. We're also going to highlight that, and then I'm going to get back over to the last point I want to make during the show. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. Get out and hear Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thanks, guys. I totally appreciate it. Okay, so I want to highlight this. I'm having a conversation, and I have a topic off of one of the branches concerning the conversation that we're having. We call those rabbit trails, so somebody needs to hear this and somebody needs to see this. So I was just highlighting the fact as to what's going on under Trump, and I wanted everybody to see this so they're not taken back by this. But, you know, accordingly to the professed Christians in America, Donald Trump is God's ordained, christened man to save America. Well, did you see this? This is old news, by the way. This is from 2020. Donald Trump retweets video praising himself as the most pro-gay president in American history. No, Donald Trump is set for judgment. As John Calvin rightly said, he's set for judgment, okay? When God means to judge a nation, he appoints wicked rulers. Put that up against Psalm 12:8 when you get a moment, okay? But look at this. I seen one of his worshipers yesterday post this. Your friends, okay? And these are sheep with masks on, okay? And on the bottom, it shows Make America Great Again, hats on top of lions where it says My Friends. If this doesn't define confusion, Americans, what does? It was Donald Trump that pushed forward on Operation, what? Warp Speed, right? What was that? That was pushing, opening the floodgates to Big Pharma to attack the American people. Wasn't it Anthony Fauci sitting there right with Donald Trump? Oh, I forgot to tell you. Donald Trump is the one. I know people try to separate it from him and say, you know what, he didn't know. He was just doing what he was told to do. He's the president of the United States of America. And I thought the things that you liked about Donald is the fact that he's his own man and he does what he wants to do. You hypocrites. This is the guy in the face of these posts that calls himself what? He calls himself the father of the vaccine. And they want to distance Donald from what he did concerning this opening of the floodgates of Big Pharma and the CDC and the NIH and the WHO to attack the people. Not just in America, but on a worldwide basis. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. That's his fruit. That's his fruit. He is everything he wants you to believe. In their mind, he is everything that he wants them to believe. They don't cross-check a thing the guy says. And this is the guy they're wanting to put back into office. Just think about that. And this is the third showdown. That's exactly right. Actors, what are they doing? Acting out one against another to fill what? The seats and to fill people in the chairs, sitting there watching their propaganda unfold as they continuously what? Advocate the propaganda. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves and the American people going right back to what they complain about on a 24/7 basis. You know, we were just told that they clenched, Joe Biden and Donald Trump clenched the vote. How many people did they give you to choose from? Who did they highlight more in Donald Trump and Joe Biden? Nobody! Hey, friends, I know there's a lot of people online right now. I just want to tell you something. For those that have their heads stuck in the sand, respectfully, if you didn't know, I'm not beating you down. I'm just trying to enlighten you here. There's over 1,000 other presidential candidates, and you're stuck on the two that they gave you, and you haven't figured it out? And what's sad about it is the grown-ups think that they're playing the game, when in fact, you're the ones being played. That's how it works. Okay, so let's go back to the point of what I was highlighting during the last segment. You heard during the break, you know, the legislators are now saying that Joe Biden intended to basically establish this illegal immigration inflow, in so many words. Of course he did. He committed the act of treason, and so did the governors, and so did all of the mayors, and everybody else that created what they call unconstitutional, what? Illegal immigration. Look at this. I just wanted to highlight it just so you can see for yourself. Lakin Riley, you know, the girl that was murdered by an illegal 2 weeks ago? Well, illegal charged with now killing a young Missouri boy. What's happening? Exactly what I told you was going to happen. Exactly what I told you was going to happen. The American people are going to suffer the abuse of corruption within the office that have allured them into this country. Here's another one for you. Daily Caller highlighted illegal immigrant arrested for the 13th time after years long crime spree, ICE says. 13 times. Do you not understand, friends? They're creating these monsters to abuse the people. And I'll tell you what they're going to use it for. They're going to get to the point where there's so many crimes being committed against the American people that the American people, in their ignorance, instead of defending themselves and dealing with the illegals themselves, they're going to cry out to the government, or at least the mainstream media will give the impression that the American people are crying out for the government to come in and take care of the illegal immigrants. And then what they're going to do is they're going to put police on the streets. And you fell right into that trap too, didn't you? Yep. That's how this works. Hey, folks, we're in a system of governance where we're to govern ourselves before God. We don't need a bunch of criminals in office that can't even rule their own lives. I'm talking about those that want to rule our lives, that can't rule their own lives or control their own lives or govern their own lives. These are the ones that want to govern your lives unlawfully. And speaking of illegal immigrants, isn't it interesting, folks? Like I said to the said representative yesterday and the one before that, why is it that the said good guys in government wait until the crimes are committed before they stand up and deal with them. Well, we heard for 2 days in a row from two different representatives just that. We didn't even realize it was in the bill. Isn't that your job? Yep, it is. Let me show you what I'm talking about. In Iowa right now, they just passed, or the Senate now, after the fact, Iowa Senate passes bill to make illegal immigration a state crime. Wait a second. It's already a crime. It's a federal crime. I don't understand that neither. If we already have laws in place that condemn the crimes, then why do we have to have senators and representatives create new bills that enforce the old law? We don't need that. We don't need that. We don't need it at all. But why is it happening? They're also doing this in Minnesota now, after the fact. But here, I want to tell you something. And this is what I've been observing. Why are the people, first and foremost, allowing their said representatives, why are they allowing their representatives to stand back and allow for the crimes of those that they call that are across the aisle? Why are they chasing what they're doing illegally time and time and time again, rather than dealing with the said individuals, the criminals, that are advocating for the crimes that they're now trying to prevent? Is that ignorance? Yep. That is the definition of stupid. Webster's 1828. Dull and insensible. Jeremiah 5:21. Read it. You have ears, but you can't hear. You have eyes, but you can't see. Really, people? The said representatives are supposed to uphold the law. And if there's a group of people or individuals on the floor that are advocating crimes against their own constituents, it's their job to impeach them and to prosecute them. Yes, I'm speaking condescendingly, because this is what the American people don't hear, including their representatives. Why don't you just lay the axe to the root of the tree and deal with those that keep proposing these crimes? It's insane, isn't it? You know, but there's the good guys after the fact. After the fact, they want to make and create a bill to make illegal immigration a state crime, as if to suggest that it is not already in the books. I've already made reference to the law, how many times that condemn the crimes. But I'll tell you what, you're going to keep chasing around all of those that have been let loose in America, rather than dealing with those one or two that have actually opened the borders to the illegals in the first place. Which one makes more sense? Which one makes more sense? Well, I'll tell you which one makes more sense, because our forefathers laid it out pretty simply. Impeach them and prosecute them. In every case concerning the illegal immigration issue, they are guilty of the act of treason. Every single one of them. And I don't care if people like it or not. It's true, and they know it's true. And what it comes down to is the people don't want to have to bring it. You're going to have to, or they're going to bring it to you. Amos 6:3. Again, I'm talking about reformation. I'm talking about lawfully. I know how the bad guys like to take me out of context. But I'll tell you what, and that's another issue, but I'm not going to go there today. Fact of the matter is, folks, the American people need to understand that they're the law. They need to enforce the law against those that are breaking the law. And it just happens to be in the church, and it just happens to be in the government. And they need to be lawfully dealt with, every single one of them. First, starting with the church, which is called to be the moral compass of society.
Or gets injured.
Folks, love you by what we do. I don't know what happened, but I just heard the...
Even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.